The Phoenix and the Ant by SMVL Trudeau, narrated by Ali Khoghoghi. To my grandma Sandy, who always knew I'd write a book one day. Chapter 1. There were waves, and they crashed and exploded. There were waves, and they sought our destruction. Fierce blue or disgusting green, wrung purpose from the rocks that they crack. There were waves, and they sought their own nature to begin from the poles of the moon to end at their farthest reach on shore. There were waves created from eruption of rock larger than man-made ship of steam or sail. There were waves. From the Jot Bard, Lay of Runa. Tiseta. The sun rose over the mountainous coast of the kingdom of Jot. It was the pinnacle of moons, a time where the sun and the three moons shared the sky. Often, artists and poets alike would imply the incurrence was a reuniting of lovers, lost, found, and angry. More practical wizards embellish the magical connection to the source it brings. Even the animals of the continent of Tanzia seemed to acknowledge the moment, as they got louder, more rambunctious, and in some cases, violent. A rooster crowed, violently. Tiseta was trying to draw the birds that sat outside her window as they were eating bugs from the spider's web that lay from the bottom of the window to the side. She was an awful artist. Beautiful drawings of birds and beasts from all around the continent hung in her room. They weren't hers. Her mom had drawn them years ago. Her little birds looked like apples with clumpy wings. Ugh! She crumpled the paper and threw it into the basket across the room. Tiseta, get down here. You have chores to do before school. Her father's voice came from the floor below. It was a stern, hard voice, one that had been tempered like metal in the military. Tiseta's brow furrowed, and she groaned. She flung on her blue, hooded school uniform and tied her curly, dark hair back into a ponytail. She didn't like the way the blue uniform looked on her. She just didn't like having to dress like everyone else. Whatever. She jumped down the ladder from her loft, an 8-foot drop into the living quarters of her house. Seta, I love your energy. Perhaps put some of it into your chores, General T said. His face gave no emotion, but his hands darted around to the unswept floor. T liked that he was always willing to joke with her. She rarely saw him joke with anyone else. Stern. Always stern. Even though the day was early, he likely wouldn't leave for work for another hour. He was already dressed in his full military attire. The beige military attire didn't look too dissimilar to Tiseta's own blue school uniform, but it was much more rigid-looking. Where her shirt at least flowed in the wind, she swore her father's didn't move even on the windiest days. Tiseta could not remember a time when her father wasn't in his full military attire. She couldn't imagine it was comfortable. Chores? Can't Reedy do it? That's what you pay her for, Tiseta said. General T raised his voice. Seta, her name is Reedy Set. You need to get used to formalities if you are to be a future diplomat of Jot. Secondly, we respect people of all walks of life in this household. Reedy Set has her jobs, and they are important. And you have yours. Everybody plays their part in keeping Jot running. Tiseta hated being referred to as Tiseta. She thought it was the worst part of living in the kingdom of Jot. She went simply by T. Her father kept going on about the foundations of a strong Jot and a strong Tanzia, the same lecture she'd heard 1,000 times, so T was only half-listening. She didn't care for lectures, especially when she knew she was wrong. She was just kidding around. So, with nothing more than a yup, T was out the door and ready to enjoy the day. It was a beautiful, sunny day in Runa Seta. The clouds were sparse, but there were enough to keep things cool. T's home was atop a small hill, with a sprawling garden leading to the gate at the bottom. Not many in Jot had their own gardens. Food barely grew in Jot. T's father often told her it was a problem that had always hindered the kingdom's ability to become independent of the other kingdoms. T mimicked her father's voice.
For Tanzia to truly be in peace, then each kingdom must be able to support its own people, open trade, kept between them, blah, blah, blah.
T giggled. Her father was always going on about these big problems. As T ran past the gate, she waved at the guards. Bye, Otto. Bye, Tet. Otto, an older man with soft yellow eyes, waved with a smile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?